Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. Two key right-wing figures in Israel's coalition government have threatened to pull out if the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agrees to a three-stage peace deal for Gaza put forward by President Biden. The National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, said any deal that resulted in a ceasefire before Hamas was destroyed would be a victory for terrorism. Hamas says it will agree to the deal if Israel does. Mark Schwartz is a former US security coordinator of the Israeli-Palestinian Authority. He says the Israeli government is conflicted.
I think if you're the families of the hostages, certainly the hostages themselves, if you're Hamas and if you're the Palestinians living inside of Gaza, you're very pleased with the plan. But in terms of, the right direction for immediate and long-term security for the Israeli people, it falls well short.
Tens of thousands of banner-waving Israelis gathered in Tel Aviv on Saturday evening to call for their government to accept the new ceasefire and hostage release deal outlined by President Biden. Video footage on social media showed protesters being dispersed by mounted police and water cannon. These protesters urged Mr. Biden to help in bringing the Israeli hostages home.
Our partner is Biden and not the government of Israel, to our sorrow. So we have to come here, and I come here every week to save the hostages, to finalize the war, to bring them home, and to get a new elections.
President Biden, we count on you. You are the only one who can save us, who can save them. They are going to die. Save them.
Chinese state media say a space probe has landed on the far side of the moon on a mission to bring lunar samples back to Earth. It said the unmanned Chang'e 6 space vehicle launched in early May landed a module near the moon's south pole. The mission aims to be the first to bring lunar rock samples from the far side of the moon back to Earth. The far side, which is never visible from Earth, has different volcanic patterns from the near side, so lunar samples could provide new information about how the moon was formed. The American aerospace giant Boeing has failed in its latest attempt to fly its first crew to the International Space Station. The launch of its Starliner spaceship with two veteran astronauts on board was halted in the final minutes of countdown in Florida. Mark Nappi, the manager of Boeing's commercial spaceflight program, said they needed to find out what happened.
This is the business that we're in. Everything's got to work perfectly. Like we've talked before, today we got really close. It didn't work for us. The team's very professional. They're in their 24-hour scrub work turnaround right now. And when we're ready to go, they'll be ready to go.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. There's been further violence in Mexico's elections, with voting suspended in two southern towns affected by a turf war between rival drug cartels. Mexico votes on Sunday for a new president, Congress, governors and mayors, following the bloodiest election campaign in the country's modern history. South African parties are preparing for coalition talks as the African National Congress lost its outright majority for the first time since the end of apartheid 30 years ago. The official tally will be announced on Sunday, but preliminary results show the ANC at around 40%. It will have to share power in order to continue governing. Barbara Platt-Usher reports.
The ANC is still the biggest party, but it's lost its majority and is preparing to begin complex coalition talks. There are no easy fits. The leader of the left-wing economic freedom fighters, Julius Malema, said he wanted to work with the ANC, but he sounded like a fighter.
We are happy because we have achieved our mission in our lifetime. And that mission was to bring the ANC below 50%. That's what we have always told you, that this animal is going to be eaten piece by piece.
South Africans face weeks of turbulent coalition talks. They voted for change, but don't know yet what it will be.
A lawyer for Donald Trump has told the BBC nothing will change in the former US president's run for the White House despite his criminal conviction. Lena Haber said that even if he was jailed, he would stay in the presidential race. The Spanish football giants Real Madrid have won the Champions League for a record 15th time. They beat the German club Borussia Dortmund 2-0 at Wembley Stadium in London. Both goals were scored in the second half. Underdogs Dortmund rattled Madrid in the first half, but could not make their chances count. That's the latest BBC News.